Good evening. Well, today we have a special feast that does not occur on Sundays too often, but when it does occur on Sunday, it trumps the regular Sunday. See, today should be the 12th Sunday of ordinary time. No big deal, right? Well, I mean, the Sabbath is always a big deal, but it should just be the 12th Sunday of ordinary time. But today, well, tomorrow really, today is the vigil of tomorrow. Tomorrow we celebrate the solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, the birthday of John the Baptist. And the reason why this is such a big feast and why when it falls on Sunday it trumps the usual Sunday is because of the great role of John the Baptist. It's interesting because most saints, we celebrate the day they died, the day they entered into eternal glory, not the day they were born. The only three people whose birthday we celebrate, of course, our Lord at Christmas, right? The Blessed Virgin Mary, we celebrate her birthday on September 8th, which is why we celebrate her conception 9 months earlier on December 8th. But then John the Baptist, just those three. Those are the only people whose birthday we celebrate. And the reason why is because John the Baptist plays such an important role in salvation history. This gospel passage that we just heard talks about how John the Baptist came to be conceived. His father Zechariah was a priest, his mother Elizabeth from also a priestly family, both old. They had been praying for a son, but one had not come. And finally, the angel appears to Zechariah and says, "The Lord has heard your prayer, and you're going to have a son. But not just any old son. This guy is going to prepare the way for the Lord. He is going to preach with the spirit and the power of Elijah." That's very important, what he's saying there. Because John the Baptist kind of plays the connection, if you will, between the Old Testament and the New Testament. John the Baptist is really the last of all of the prophets, beginning with Elijah. Elijah was the first of the prophets in the Old Testament, the first to preach about the coming of the Lord, to prepare people for one day receiving the Messiah that had been promised them. And we heard another prophet in the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah, also preparing him to speak, to prepare the people for the Lord. And so John the Baptist is playing this interesting role because he's finalizing all of the prophecy that occurred in the Old Testament and yet ushering in at the same time the Messiah, the one whom all the prophets, the one about whom all the prophets had spoken. John the Baptist plays this role in announcing to Israel, announcing to the people of God, that God keeps his promises. I'm going to say that again. God keeps his promises. And John the Baptist was the one whose job was to announce to the people, to the chosen people of God, to announce that for thousands of years you've been told that the Messiah would come, that one day God would send the Messiah to save you, not just from your present oppressors, not just from the people who are constantly overtaking you, as Israel was constantly being oppressed and overtaken. Not just that, but the Messiah who is going to save you from sin and from death. And John the Baptist's job was to say, he is coming now. You've been waiting for him for thousands of years, and now he's coming. So John the Baptist's job was to say, God keeps his promises. And we see that same theme in the gospel itself. The angel coming to Zechariah and saying, God has heard your prayer. God is going to give you this son. And this son will complete all of that prophecy from the Old Testament and usher in the coming of the Messiah. And that's what we celebrate today, brothers and sisters. We celebrate the beginning of our redemption. Think about that. The beginning of our redemption. With John the Baptist, we see the very beginning. With his birth, as the opening prayer said, he is the precursor. He is the forerunner of the Lord. When he shows up on the scene, we know our redemption is near. We know that the long-awaited for Messiah is coming. And we know, of course, that our Lord himself was born just 6 months after John the Baptist. And so today we can rejoice in the fact that we have a God who keeps his promises, not just to the chosen people Israel 2,000 years ago, that fulfilling that long-awaited promise, but that he keeps his promises to us here and now. This is kind of the so what part. Well, how does this affect me? Well, all of us, as we heard in that second reading from the first letter of Peter, what does he say? He says, although you have not seen him in the flesh. Now, of course, Peter had, but he's addressing people who haven't. He's addressing us, right? He says, although you haven't ever seen Jesus Christ in the flesh, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him. St. Peter's saying the same thing. God is a God who keeps his promises. And just as he has kept his promises to Zechariah and Elizabeth, just as he has kept his promises to the chosen people Israel, so too is he going to keep his promises to us. We should keep that in mind whenever we are tempted to doubt. The whole point of this. What, you know, this whole... But why is it that I take this hour out of my week and come to church on Sunday? Why is it that I take time out of my day every single day to pray to God? So what? What's the point? And I think our church, Holy Mother Church, is telling us today in this feast to remember that we have a God who keeps his promises, to not grow weary in our faith, that even when we want to begin to doubt, even when we are tempted to doubt, even something as basic as whether or not God exists, that the church is calling us to remember, you're on the right track. We have this God who keeps his promises, who has come to save us, who gives himself to us again every single day at Mass, sacramentally under the appearance of bread and wine, but nevertheless truly present, calling us to faith that despite the fact that we can't see the flesh and blood, that we're called to believe in it, despite the fact that it looks like bread and wine, and that he is going to come again, that he is going to come again at the end of the world, set everything right, and bring us all to heaven with him. So let's thank God today that we have this great God who does keep his promises, and let's ask for the intercession of St. John the Baptist as we celebrate his birthday today, that he may intercede for us, that we may never doubt God's promises to each and every one of us.